Mula, mira mula, arre mula. Mira, vuelve, mira, vamos. Mira, mira.
Miguel Soto was an honest and a hard-working man. Learned about skinning mules in 49. Packing in the grub, the red eye and the tombs for the men at the High Sierra Mine. Salmon mines were a-booming when he came to Idaho. Packing freight from Boise up to Loon. In fall of 1870, he sold off all his stock, $3,000 in gold to singing him a tune. Miguel soon would be a-leaving Idaho for good, going back to California at last. His Dulce Corazon was a-waiting patiently. His hard day's packing freight would soon be past. Mule train, Miguel drove a 50 mule train. At Cottonwood near Boise, he camped one final night, cooked some bacon and some beans for the day. A no-good thieving outlaw shot him in the head. He took the gold and quickly stole away. Troops from old Fort Boise rode out to the scene to catch the killer, but they rode in vain. 'Cause all they ever saw was Miguel Soto's ghost giving orders to his phantom mule train. Mule train, mule train, Miguel drove a phantom mule train. For many years thereafter, near Miguel's final camp, on the sagebrush hills and up the dusty draws, honest men would swear they saw Miguel Soto's ghost cracking whips and yelling gee and ha. Mule train, mule train, Miguel drove a 50 mule train. Mule train, mule train, Miguel drove a phantom mule train.
Oh, oh, vuelve, vuelve. Oh, calmada, mula. Oh.